You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it, share it, just attribute it back.
The text from the board chair arrived at 6:47 a.m. on a Tuesday. We need to talk about the competitive situation. David sat in his kitchen and felt his stomach drop. 4 years as CEO of Velocity Systems grew it from $80 million to $200 million ARR, built what he thought was a solid engineering organization. And now three Stanford dropouts had taken 10% of his market in 8 months. The startup, Cascade, was on the front page of Hacker News. Series B announcement. $50 million valuation, three people working from their grandmother's pool house, building everything in public. Top comment, 2,847 upvotes, no office, no QA team, no legal review board, no security approval process. Just engineers shipping with AI agents. This is what the future looks like. David had just approved $300,000 for the quarterly engineering offsite in Napa, wine country, team building, trust falls. Cascade shipped features in 3 weeks that took his 200-person team 4 months. He opened Cascade's engineering blog. They documented everything publicly. Their workflow, engineers write code with AI agents. AI generates comprehensive tests in seconds. AI scans for security vulnerabilities. AI checks compliance patterns. Engineer reviews everything. Ship to production. Total time, 3 weeks, no handoffs, no queues, no approval chains. Then he did something that made him both laugh and feel sick. He opened TikTok. His intern had sent him a link yesterday. The video was titled Velocity Systems, A Day in the Life of a Product Manager. 9 a.m., stand-up meeting. 10 a.m., sync with legal about future compliance. 11 a.m., security review kickoff meeting. Noon, lunch. 1 p.m., QA prioritization meeting. 2 p.m., cross-functional stakeholder alignment. 3 p.m., roadmap review with leadership. 4 p.m., documentation updates. 5 p.m., email catch-up. 0 minutes writing specifications. 0 minutes talking to customers. 0 minutes making decisions. 0 minutes shipping anything. 3.2 million views. Top comment, you make $180,000 to attend meetings about meetings. David stared at his phone. Amanda's text blinked at him. He typed back, I know, and I know what needs to happen. Give me the board meeting to prove I can do it. 3 minutes later, you have 6 days. Make them count. Pause 1.0s. David didn't call an executive meeting. Not yet. First, he needed to understand where time actually died. He called his CFO, Lisa. I need something from you today. Last year we spent $50 million on product development. I need to know what we actually got for it. Real cost per feature. Which ones drove revenue? Which ones customers use? Silence on the line. Lisa? David, we don't track it that way. Engineers work on multiple features simultaneously. They don't log time consistently. I can give you ranges, but precise allocation is? What kind of ranges? For a typical feature, between 620,000 and 1.4 million, depending on how we allocate shared resources. David felt something cold settle in his chi saint. That's a $780,000 range. Yes. Lisa, that changes today. I need a plan on my desk by end of day showing how we get to 20% accuracy within 60 days. He pulled a random feature from last quarter shipments, customer dashboard 2.0, supposedly completed 3 months ago. He started making calls. His first call was to Sarah, his best senior engineer. Sarah, quick question, how long did Dashboard 2.0 actually take to build? The actual coding? Maybe 3 weeks if I've been able to work on it straight through. But it took 4 months calendar time. Where did the rest go? Sarah laughed without humor. Week one, Tom's product team spent 6 straight days debating whether the settings panel should be a modal or a sidebar. 6 days. Week two, I finally got specs and started coding. Then legal review came back needing GDPR compliance. 8 days waiting just to get on their calendar. 8 days waiting? That's actually fast for legal. Week three, security review. They were backed up 6 weeks, so I context switched to 3 other features. Week four, back to dashboard when security opened up, but requirements had changed because legal wanted different consent flows. Keep going. Week 6, pushed to QA, 8-day queue. Week 7, came back with 4 bugs. But David, I wrote that code 9 days ago. Context was completely gone. I spent 3 hours just remembering what I'd been thinking. Week 8, fixed bugs, back to QA. Week 9, security finally finished and wanted architectural changes. Week 10, legal wanted to review again because security changes affected the consent model. Sarah, stop. 3 weeks of coding took 17 weeks because of handoffs?
Yes.
And that's normal now. Every handoff joins a queue. Every queue is a week minimum, usually more. By the time work comes back, we've forgotten what we were doing. David thanked her and sat in silence. Then he opened the organizational chart he'd built so carefully over 4 years. 7 VPs. 7 separate kingdom myths. Every boundary created a handoff. Every handoff created a queue. Every queue added a week or more. His eyes stopped on one box, VP of Agile Transformation. Melissa and her team of 12 Agile coaches. Their entire job was helping teams adopt Agile practices, run better retrospectives, optimize ceremonies, improve sprint velocity metrics. They've been doing this for 3 years. Called Melissa. Tell me what your coaching team does on a typical week. Melissa launched enthusiastically. We facilitate sprint planning sessions, coach teams through retrospectives, optimize stand-ups, train on story point estimation, coach product owners on backlog refinement, help teams understand velocity trends. Melissa, stop. How much time does your team spend actually helping engineering ship features faster? Faster. That's what all those activities do. When teams have better ceremonies and understand their velocity, how much time do you spend identifying organizational bottlenecks and eliminating them? Well, that's more of a leadership team responsibility. We focus on team level, how much time reducing wait times between different departments. David, that's not really what Agile coaching addresses. We focus on individual team practices. David felt something click. Let me get this straight. We have 12 people dedicated to making teams more agile. We've had them for 3 years. Sprint velocity metrics are up 23%, and yet our cycle time has gone from 16 weeks 3 years ago to 17 weeks today. We're actually slower. Silence. Meanwhile, Cascade has 3 people in a pool house, 0 agile coaches, and ships in 3 weeks. So I'm genuinely asking. We have an entire organization for agile transformation, and this is it? We're slower than before you started? Melissa's voice got defensive. The teams are executing much better at the team level. Their ceremonies are cleaner, their retrospectives more productive. But the organization is slower because you're optimizing team practices while ignoring the 7-week queues between organizational silos. You're making stand-ups efficient while features wait in queues for 53% of their life cycle. David hung up and stared at his org chart. 7 VPs, 12 agile coaches, millions in overhead. Cascade had 3 people and shipped 5 times faster. 1,000 fives. He needed one more piece before the meeting. He called Michael, his VP of engineering. Michael, tell me the truth about our AI coding initiative. Where are we really? Michael sighed. We're finishing month 3 of the proof of concept. 10 engineers testing various AI agent frameworks. And? Mixed results. Some engineers swear by it, some barely use it. Productivity metrics are inconclusive. Some features ship faster, others didn't. Code quality is all over the place. We're planning to extend the POC another quarter, gather more data, run A/B tests, try different vendors. Michael, stop. Can I ask you something directly? Of course. Are we running this POC to figure out if AI works or to delay the decision to deploy it? Painful silence. Probably both. Look, there's real uncertainty. We don't know which vendor to standardize on. We don't know if code quality holds up. We don't know if security will approve it. We don't know if legal will have licensing concerns. So we're running a 3-month pilot to figure out what we don't know, then another 3 months to address concerns, then another to pick vendors. And meanwhile, Cascade is using AI agents in production and shipping 5 times faster. When you put it that way, Cascade's engineers use AI to write code, generate tests, scan security, check compliance. They don't run 3-month pilots with mixed results. They don't spend quarters picking vendors. They use whatever works and ship. That's why they're taking our market. You're saying we should just deploy it to everyone? I'm saying we need to stop studying AI and start being AI native. But first, we need to eliminate the handoffs that make everything take months instead of days. Because even with AI tools, they'd still wait 8 days for QA and 6 weeks for security. Meeting tomorrow, 8 a.m. Bring data on where time actually goes. Everyone needs to see what I'm seeing. Here's where it gets real. Day morning, 8 a.m. sharp, 7 VPs sat around the conference table. David had printed detailed packets for each of them. We're going to do something different this morning. I'm going to show you where time actually disappears in this organization. Then I'm going to ask you one question, only one. He opened to the first page, a Gantt chart that would make any project manager weep. Last quarter, we shipped 12 features. Let me show you where the time went on just one. Customer dashboard 2.0. Engineering time, actual coding, 3 weeks. Product specification debate, 6 days. Legal review, number 1, 8 days waiting plus 2 days review. Security review, 6 weeks waiting plus 3 days review. Legal review, number 2, 11 days waiting plus 1 day review. 11 days waiting plus 1 day review. QAQ, 8 days waiting plus 2 days testing. Bug fixes with lost context, 4 days. Architecture review board, 9 days, 2 weeks waiting plus 2 days review. Stakeholder approval, 7 days. Total calendar time, 17 weeks. Actual value creating work, 5 weeks. Waiting in queues, 9 weeks. Rework due to late feedback, 3 weeks. Number of handoffs, 8. 8. This pattern repeats across all 12 features. On average, 30% actual work, 53% waiting in queues, 17% rework because feedback came so late people forgot what they were doing. Every handoff adds a week minimum, usually more. He flipped to the next page. Cascade's process for an equivalent feature, pulled from their public blog. Engineer writes code with AI agents, 3 weeks. AI generates comprehensive test suite, 30 seconds. AI runs security vulnerability scans, 2 minutes. AI checks compliance patterns, 5 minutes. Engineer reviews all AI outputs, 1 hour. Deploy to production immediately. Total time, 3 weeks. Number of handoffs, zero. Zero. They ship in 3 weeks what takes us 17. Not because their engineers are smarter, because they have zero handoffs, no queues, no context switching, no waiting. Richard, VP of security, leaned forward. You can't do adequate security review in 2 minutes. That's reckless. David pulled out his phone and loaded Cascade's technical blog. They use AI agents to scan for OWASP top 10 vulnerabilities, check authentication patterns, analyze data flows, verify encryption standards, flag injection risks, validate authorization logic. The AI never sleeps, never has a backlog. Then a human reviews the findings in an hour. Their security audit showed they catch more issues than traditional review processes. Jennifer, VP of legal, shook her head. Legal compliance can't be automated. The nuances require human judgment. You're right that judgment requires humans, but they're not automating judgment. They're automating the checking. AI scans for GDPR patterns, CCPA compliance, data retention policies, consent flows, cross-border transfer risks, flags anything questionable. Then their general counsel reviews the flags in an hour. Compare that to our 3-week queue where legal is pattern matching 90% of the time anyway. VP of architecture crossed her arm as architecture review requires careful consideration of long-term implications. You can't rush that. Your board meets twice a month. Features wait 2 weeks just to get a meeting slot, then another week for review. Most feedback is about coding patterns that can be automatically enforced. Cascade uses AI to enforce architecture patterns at commit time. Violations get flagged immediately. If there's a genuine architectural decision, engineers discuss it in real time, not 2 weeks later after the context is dead. Tom, VP of product, looked uncomfortable. What about product decisions? You can't automate strategy. No, David pulled up a TikTok on the screen, but I watched something yesterday I can't stop thinking about. 9 hours of meetings, coordination, alignment, handoff management, zero product work, 3.2 million views. Our product managers have become coordinators who shepherd features through 7 different approval chains. They spend half their time managing handoffs instead of doing product work. David turned to Melissa. Melissa, you run our agile coaching organization, 12 people, 3 years. You've been optimizing ceremonies, improving retrospectives, refining story points. Can you tell the group, how has our cycle time changed in those 3 years? Melissa shifted. Our velocity metrics have improved. Teams are up 23% in story point completion. I didn't ask about story points. I asked about cycle time. How long does it take to ship a feature now versus 3 years ago? I need to pull the specific data. Tell you, 3 years ago, 16 weeks. Today, 17 weeks. We're slower. We have 12 agile coaches optimizing team practices, and we ship slower than before you started. David let that sink in. Cascade has 3 people, 0 agile coaches, ships in 3 weeks, so I'm genuinely puzzled. We have an entire organization dedicated to agile transformation. And this is it? We're slower with more handoffs, longer queues, more coordination overhead? Melissa looked at her hands. The teams are executing better at the team level. Their ceremonies are more effective. But the organization is slower because your coaching focuses on team practices while completely ignoring organizational handoffs. You're optimizing 15-minute standups while features spend 9 weeks waiting in queues. You're teaching teams to estimate story points while 53% of our time is spent waiting for handoffs between silos. The room was silent. David leaned forward. We built 7 separate organizations, 7 kingdom myths. Every boundary creates a handoff. Every handoff becomes a queue. Every queue adds wait time. We spend 53% of our time, more than half, just waiting. Cascade doesn't have 7 organizations. They have engineers who own features end to end. They use AI agents to do instantly what our 7 organizations do manually over 17 weeks. No handoffs, no queues, no wait time. Time. So here's my question. The only question I'm asking today. He looked at each VP in turn. Can you eliminate your queues in 90 days? Can you remove the handoffs? Because if you can't, I'm going to eliminate your organizational boundaries to eliminate the handoffs for you. Who knows this? The silence was profound. Michael, VP of engineering, spoke for Saint. I can eliminate the architecture review board as a separate gate. We move those checks into development using AI to enforce patterns automatically. Engineers review each other's architecture in real time instead of waiting 2 weeks for a meeting. No handoff, no queue. I'm in. Richard, VP of security, looked like he was struggling. Security review is non-negotiable. I can't do Saint. Richard, I'm not asking you to eliminate security review. I'm asking you to eliminate the handoff and the 6-week queue. Can your team train engineers to run AI security scans themselves? Can you focus on reviewing flagged exceptions instead of manually reviewing everything? Can we go from 6 weeks of waiting to same-day validation? That would require trusting engineers to run the scans and interpret results. Richard, yes, or number, can you eliminate the handoff and queue in 90 days? Very long pause. Yes. But my team will need to train engineers on the tools. You'll have whatever you need. Jennifer? The VP of legal looked at her notes. Most of our review is pattern matching, checking GDPR compliance, data retention, consent flows. If AI can catch 90% of standard patterns and flag exceptions, we can review just the flags. Engineers run compliance checks themselves, re-review exceptions in hours instead of weeks. I'm in. Tom? Tom looked around the table. Then something shifted in his expression. My product managers spend half their time coordinating handoffs between all these organizations. If the handoffs go away, he paused, they can actually do product work, write specs, talk to customers, make decisions, build things themselves with AI even. Yes, I'm in. Robert? The VP of QA stared at David. You want me to eliminate the QA organization? I want you to eliminate the 8-day handoff. Cascade doesn't have a separate QA team. Engineers own quality end-to-end using AI agents to generate comprehensive test suites. Their quality metrics are better than ours. Can you help engineers own quality themselves using AI instead of maintaining a handoff to a separate organization? That's not a queue reduction. That's eliminating my entire function. Robert, I'm asking, can your team help engineers own quality directly using AI, or do you want to keep running an 8-day handoff that produces measurably worse quality than engineers using AI themselves? Robert stood abruptly. This is insane. You're eliminating quality assurance based on what some startup writes in a blog post? This is reckless. It is reckless. I'm talking about eliminating a handoff that creates an 8-day queue while producing worse outcomes. Your team members can join engineering teams to help them adopt AI-driven quality practices, or they can leave. But the handoff ends in 90 days. Robert looked around for support. No one met his eyes. Then I'm out. I won't be part of this disaster. He walked out. David watched him go, then turned to Melissa. Melissa, same question. Can your agile coaching team help us eliminate organizational handoffs, or are you optimizing team practices while the organizational structure stays broken? Melissa spoke quietly. That's not what our coaching does. We focus on scrum practices, ceremonies, team dynamics. What you're describing is organizational design and structural change. That's not in our... So you can't help us eliminate the handoffs that create 53% of our wait time? Not really, number. Then I don't need an agile coaching organization. I need the organizational structure fixed. You can stay and help with that transition, or you can find a company that wants team-level optimization while their structure remains broken. Your choice. Melissa stood. She looked sad, not angry. I think this isn't the role I signed up for. I'm out too. She walked out quietly. David looked at the remaining 5 VPs. We're going from 7 VPs to 5, from 8 handoffs per feature to 0, from 17-week cycle time to 3 weeks. We're ending the AI pilot and deploying AI agents company-wide next week. Not as an experiment, but as standard practice. Engineers use whatever works. We'll consolidate later if needed. Michael, here's what I need from you. Go hire 4 principal engineers. I don't care if it's $250,000 each. Remote or local doesn't matter. I need AI native engineers. People who've actually built with AI agents in production, not people who've run pilots. People who've lived this way and can help others learn. In fact, I'm calling HR after this meeting and telling them to ignore the prevailing wage requirements for these roles. We're hiring for capability and speed, not compensation bands. And Tom, in 60 days, I'm asking the board for approval for 8 more in product. We're building an AI native core that will transform the organization. I also canceled next quarter's $300,000 offsite in Napa. Trust falls and personality assessments and wine tasting. Nobody pushes back when I drop $300,000 on trust falls and wine country, but I guarantee someone will question spending that on talent that will actually change this organization. Well, I don't care about the pushback. We're hiring the talent. Monday morning, David walked into the boardroom with Michael. Amanda sat at the head. 5 board members. They look serious. David didn't wait for questions. Before you ask whether I'm the right CEO to compete with Cascade, let me show you what happened in the last 5 days. On Wednesday, I showed my executive team where time dies in our organization. 30% actual work, 53% waiting in queues created by handoffs, 17% rework because feedback comes so late people forget what they were doing. I asked each VP one question, can you eliminate your handoffs and queues in 90 days? Robert, our VP of QA, said number. He refused to eliminate the 8-day handoff. He left. Melissa, our VP of Agile Transformation, also said number. Her team optimizes team practices while ignoring organizational handoffs that create 53% of our wait time. She left too. Everyone else said yes. Amanda raised an eyebrow. You lost 2 VPs in 1 meeting? I eliminated 2 organizational boundaries creating handoffs. Robert's QA team is joining engineering teams this week to help them own quality directly using AI. No more handoff, no more 8-day queue. Melissa's agile coaches, 3 are staying to help eliminate organizational bottlenecks and report to Michael. 9 are leaving because we don't need team-level practice coaching when the structure itself is the problem. We also ended our 3-month AI proof of concept immediately. We had mixed results because we were treating AI like an experiment instead of infrastructure. Starting this week, we're deploying AI agents company-wide, not as a pilot, but as standard practice. Board member leaned forward. That seems extremely risky. What if code quality suffers? Or what if it doesn't? Cascade uses AI for everything and ships in 3 weeks with measurably better quality than our 17-week process. They prove this works. We're copying them. Michael spoke up. Here's what we're eliminating in 90 days. Security handoff. Engineers will run AI security scans. Security reviews only flagged exceptions. Legal handoff. Engineers run AI compliance checks. Legal reviews only flags. Architecture handoff. AI enforces patterns at commit time. No more review board meetings. QA handoff. Engineers own quality using AI-generated tests. Former QA engineers coach them. Result, 0 handoffs. 0 QA engineers coach them. Result, 0 QA engineers coach them. David continued, every handoff we eliminate removes a week or more of wait time. 8 handoffs becomes 0. 17 weeks becomes 3 weeks. We're also investing in talent immediately. I authorized Michael to hire 4 principal engineers at $250,000 each. AI native engineers who've actually shipped with AI agents in production. And I canceled the $300,000 Napa offsite. Nobody ever questioned that budget. But I guarantee I'll get pushback on spending that money to hire talent that will actually save this company. Well, I don't care about the pushback. We're hiring the talent. A board member looked concerned. That's $1 million immediately and another $2 million in 60 days. $3 million in senior engineering talent. It's $1 million now and $2 million more in 60 days if you approve. But Cascade took 10% of our market in 8 months with 3 people. If we don't become AI native fast, we'll lose another 20% in the next year. $3 million in talent is cheap compared to losing 30% market share, and it's less than we spend annually on offsites that don't move the needle. Amanda looked at the other board members, then back at David. David, 3 months ago, we weren't sure you were the right CEO for this moment. Today, you're showing us exactly the decisive leadership we needed to see. You have 90 days. Show us this works. And we'll discuss the additional 8 principles in 60 days. Show us the first 4 were worth it. You'll have data, not promises. Thalpoint 5's, I am. 90 days later. David walked into the second board meeting with Michael, Sarah, whom he'd promoted to principal engineer, and 2 of the new AI native principals, James and Keisha. Sarah projected the results without preamble. Well, 4. Cycle time, 17 weeks average. Time in queues, 53%. Handoffs per feature, 8. Features shipped per quarter, 12. Production incidents, 2.3 per feature per month. Cost per feature, unknown within 20%. After, cycle time, 3.4 weeks average, 80% faster. Time in queues, 4%. Handoffs per feature, 0. Feature ship per quarter, 24, 100% increase. Production incidents, 0.5 per feature per month, 78% reduction. Cost per feature, no within 12%. 12%. What happened to each handoff? QA handoff, the 8-day queue, eliminated completely. Engineers own quality using AI-generated tests. Former QA team embedded as quality coaches. Result, better quality, 0 wait time. Security handoff, the 6-week queue, eliminated. Engineers run AI security scans. Security reviews only flagged exceptions. Average time, 4 hours instead of 6 weeks. More issues caught, 99% faster. Legal handoff, the 3-week queue eliminated. Engineers run AI compliance checks. Legal reviews only flags. Average time, 3 hours instead of 3 weeks. Better compliance, 95% faster. Architecture handoff, the 2-week queue, eliminated. AI enforces patterns at commit. Engineers review each other's designs during development. Better architecture, 0 wait time. 0 wait time. James, one of the new principals, spoke. Before Velocity, I was at a startup where everyone used AI agents from day one. No handoffs, no queues, just engineer shipping. When David hired me, I thought I'd spend months convincing people this could work. Instead, he'd already eliminated the handoffs. My job was just showing people how to use the tools. It's been the smoothest transition I've ever seen because the org structure supported it instead of fighting it. The difference is dramatic. At my last company, we ran AI pilots for 6 months trying to pick the perfect vendor. Here, David said, use whatever works. Some engineers prefer one framework, others use different ones. Doesn't matter. What matters is they're shipping fast and the handoffs are gone. We're not debating tools, we're using them. Then David smiled. And here's something we didn't expect. One of Tom's product managers, Alex, got so excited about working without handoffs that he spent a weekend building something with AI agents, a whole new product feature. Customer sentiment analysis dashboard that integrates with our main platform. Built it soup to nuts in 48 hours. Customers saw the demo and 3 wanted a beta test immediately. Amanda's eyes widened. A product manager built a new product in a weekend? That's what happens when you eliminate handoffs and give people AI tools. Alex wasn't spending his time coordinating 7 approval chains. He had time and energy to actually build. We're commercializing what he built. Amanda stared at the numbers. You eliminated 4 organizational boundaries and every single metric improved. And you're commercializing a product a PM built in a weekend? David nodded. We didn't eliminate the work. We eliminated the handoffs. Security still happens. Engineers just run AI scans instead of waiting 6 weeks. Legal review still happens. Engineers just run checks instead of waiting 3 weeks. Architecture review still happens. It's just continuous during development instead of a gate. Quality assurance still happens. It's just built in by engineers using AI instead of inspected afterward by a separate team. And when you remove the handoffs, people have energy again. They build things on weekends because they actually can. A board member asked about the people. What actually happened to everyone? Former QA team joined engineering teams as quality coaches. Most are thriving. They're teaching instead of gatekeeping. 2 left to find traditional QA roles elsewhere. Former architecture review board became engineers again. Most love being hands-on. 3 left for architecture jobs elsewhere. Security team, 20% reduction through voluntary attrition. Remaining team much happier because they focus on complex threats instead of routine reviews. Legal team, same headcount, less stress because they review exceptions instead of everything. Agile coaches, 3 stayed and helped with the transition, 9 left for team coaching roles elsewhere. And we hired 4 principals plus 2 engineers for Alex's new product. Total headcount, down 15 through attrition and departures, up 8 with new hires. Net, down 7 people, but we're shipping 100% more features. The 4 principal engineers have been worth every dollar. They've trained 40 engineers in 90 days on AI-native workflows. Those 40 engineers now ship 3 times faster, which is why I'm here to ask for the 8 additional principals we discussed. $250,000 each, remote or local, doesn't matter. AI native engineers who can transform the next wave. With 12 total principals, each working with 15 to 20 engineers, we can have the entire engineering organization operating AI native within 6 months. A board member asked how they'd know the next 8 would have the same impact. Michael responded, the first 4 trained 40 engineers. Those 40 ship 3 times faster. If the next 8 train 120 more engineers at the same rate, we're talking about tripling output for 160 engineers. 80% of our engineering team, $3 million in salary to potentially triple engineering output across most of the organization. The ROI is clear. Amanda looked at the other board members. This is exactly what we hope to see. The metrics are undeniable. All in favor of approving 8 additional principal engineer hires? 5 hands went up immediately. Approved. David, keep doing exactly what you're doing. After the board meeting, Amanda and Richard stayed behind. Their expressions had changed from formal to conspiratorial. David, question for you. How would you feel about doing this again? At much bigger scale. What do you mean? Spoke. I'm on the board of Titan Industries. $2 billion in revenue. 3,000 employees. They're getting destroyed by AI-first competitors across 3 different product lines. The organizational dysfunction makes Velocity look streamlined. How bad? 7 separate QA organizations across different business units. 4 security review boards with overlapping jurisdictions. 3 legal compliance teamists. A PMO with 65 people whose entire job is coordinating handoffs. An architecture governance council that meets monthly. Features that should take 6 weeks take 18 months. Amanda smiled. Their CEO is retiring in 6 months. They need someone who's actually eliminated organizational boundaries and handoffs at scale. Not someone who talks about it, someone who's done it. You're asking me to leave Velocity? We're asking you to consider an opportunity. Michael can run Velocity. He led this with you. He understands how to eliminate handoffs and build AI-native teamists. We'd promote him to CEO, Sarah backfills his role, and you'd stay on our board. But Titan needs what you just did here, and they need it urgently. Richard pulled out his phone and showed David a Hacker News thread from 2 days ago. A startup called Apex had raised $75 million, Series C top comment with 4,000 upvotes. Titan is dead and doesn't know it yet. Apex ships in weeks what takes Titan years. 0 organizational handoffs, just engineers with AI agents shipping features. David smiled grimly. I've seen this movie before. Will you take the meeting? David thought about Velocity, about Michael, who really did understand the work, about Sarah and the engineers who were thriving, about Alex building a product on a weekend, about the 4 principals transforming teamists, about the 8 more who would finish the job. Thought about Titan. 7 QA organizations, 4 security boards, 3 legal teamists, a 65-person PMO, probably 30 or 40 handoffs per feature, 18-month cycle times. Yes, I'll take the meeting. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.